So now we are in the conceptual design meeting. The conclusion. Last is the 10-minute meeting.
Paul was lunch.
Don't be sarcastic. Smart.
So, I will begin with the secretary part. We will have three presentations. First, the industrial design.
Ramarao.
Rama, then Mark, and then Sami. And we have to take a decision on the control remote control concepts. And we have 40 minutes. So, what we want to, the decision we want to take in this meeting are on the first one, the component concept. So what kind of energy we use, what kind of chip on print, and one kind of case. And also on user interface concept, what kind of interface we use, and if there is some supplements. And at the end, Sami will give a trend watching on what he's been doing. So let's go first.
Yeah, participant. Component. Yeah. So we have to mainly design. We need to know which components we'll use for energy and the material and the interface. For energy, there are maybe two or three possibilities. First one, we can use simple battery, or we can use traditional solar cells, or and then material, we can have plastic, rubber, which is good for this RSI, and then titanium, which can be, which have very good look. And then interface, we have to use push buttons or liquid crystal LCD display, and we can use some jack, moving jack kind of thing. So as we discussed before, we need to, we would like to have some speech recognition chip in our remote control. So this can be simple kind of programmable chip, and which can use microphone as well as some sound sensors. And we also want to locate our remote control. So still we are looking for possible technical specifications and how easy we can do, and within our range, like we have to do in our 12 euros or around that. So we are looking for simple devices or simple technology to do the location of remote control in a room or in a house. So we discussed, and excuse me. So we would like to propose battery instead of solar cells, and it would be problematic to have enough energy with the solar cells. And so we would like to just use simple battery. And also we want to go for titanium design instead of rubber. Or and but the problem is with this design, we found that we can't use double curved shapes.
What is a double curved shape?
Like you can have two curves. It's, I think in manufacturing, I guess it's problematic. So we want to go for simple push buttons because it need a simple chip, and it's really less really less expensive compared to LCD, which are which need advanced chip technology, and it's more expensive. Since we want to put some other features such as speech recognition, we want to reduce
I want to
cost.
know why just sorry, but for the point before, why not the rubber? If it's something that it seems to be.
And also, like, if you put rubber, it's a bit difficult to do all the molding of buttons and these things. And
Titanium is more.
yeah.
You can use something like, you know, the whole body is titanium, but there are some rubber, you know, some rubber parts, like,
Yeah.
to make it feel better.
Like in cell phones recently, these
Yeah.
you can move with that rubber in four directions and yeah. But
Yes.
full assembly we will use mainly for titanium because rubber is expensive and also it's a bit difficult to do all the shapes. And this push buttons, we would like to use push buttons instead of LCDs, and so we want to move, I mean, we're move some die. We want to put speech recognizer, so we want to reduce price on this technology, and so that we can have enough space or enough money for
Simple button and speech recognition for the more complicated.
yeah. We have simple buttons and speech recognition technology,
Okay.
so.
And still we have, can we still include the LSD display? LCD.
Nope,
it's either
So it's
small.
like
It's not gonna be a, you know, touchable, but still like a source of information or a source for menus.
yeah, maybe we can see depending on how we will come up with our full design, then if we have enough money or like for, and
So like
because the
that.
speech recognition technology will take at least 5 euros or per chip or something, so we want to reduce
Yes,
the
yes.
cost on display or this
The
inter.
display would only be display and not touch
Yeah.
sensitivity.
It's not gonna be a touch
Output.
bar, it's just a display for
Okay.
giving you information.
Yeah, that can be, we can consider because like it won't take much money, I guess, because okay. You have any further questions or?
I guess no. So the batteries are
Yeah.
going to be very light.
Yeah, we have to go for like, and now I think we have many options in the market, so we can go for small nickel or alkaline batteries for really light batteries and with good price.
So this device on that can be used for speech recognition could also be used for this finding you, maybe instead of clapping, why
Yeah, that's
maybe.
then the one thing we want to know is like, because remote control is used for like in a household, so it will be, it maybe at least 5 6 people want to use it, so how to how to define our speech recognition, whether we want to do speaker independent or speaker dependent. If you're going for more speaker independent, then it would be like again cumbersome and we need really more technology, and
For
so
education.
yeah, if everybody in the house they want to look at, then we have to go for some speaker independent technology or something.
So it's now good to
Yep.
do. Do you have more
No, it's about
question?
more
Yep,
questions.
thank you.
Puts lots of
Okay.
constraint on what we can do, but
Yeah.
it's always like that. We have dreams, and in the end, we find out that it's not feasible. Anyway.
We have some limitations always.
Yeah, I always dreams already
I
for
see.
doing
I like
this.
dreams until now. And it's quite
I'm an
rare.
artist, sorry.
So,
That's not too much.
now let's talk about interface.
Just about the screen.
Three.
Which
one?
Three. How about this? No. This. Yeah. Perfect. So the concept of the interface. Generally, I developed quite a broad concept, not only for the interface, but for
possible instruction or user's manual, all the complex things that come together with your TV and remote controls. So let's start with this. We've got our perfect remote control with a lot of buttons, and we've got explanation for every button, and you can use your time, and it will take you some days to learn all these buttons. And the LCD is going to be somewhere here, and go back button, I don't know really where it is, maybe one of these buttons, and power on and off, no. I don't remember, so it should be, maybe this button is power on and off, oh no, info, I can see nothing, so that's our concept, it's called the Millennium Remote Control.
So maybe you can use for 1,000 years.
Really?
Okay.
I thought you like it.
Oh,
okay. Just press the button.
Yeah.
We will not use this. We will not use this. But instead of this ugly device, that's our concept. And it's got just few buttons, quite well looking, and all this stuff we already discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And what will people say? They will say it's perfect. Or what will say? They will say it's lovely. Everyone will say, I'll buy it. And everyone's gonna be satisfied.
Do you think it can come in several colors? Or
I would make a backlight of the LCD screen with different colors.
But not the case.
Not the case.
The case would only be in that aluminium titanium stuff.
Yeah.
Because apparently, from your survey, people like color.
Yeah.
Well, they like something which is.
Okay, so let's remember there's a Nokia phone. Which changeable panels.
Mm, yeah, okay, so that would
be like it.
I don't know, I don't have a Nokia phone.
But it's.
But again,
that's why you don't have it.
Yeah.
That's why, because it's nasty.
But it would be expensive, no? If you use color LCD.
No.
Instead of that, maybe we can change the color of the assembler. Maybe we can just. If users want more colors, they can pay more money to get these, the shapes. I mean, they can have different assembly. So users have different, I mean, they have their own interest, color interest, and so on.
So
we can just, if they want, they can just pay another few euros.
So you propose something with options?
Yeah.
That increase the price if
yeah. Yeah, just if they want, like, yeah, so that we can, you know,
upgradable,
yeah, just they will get few more things and few more colors.
So that's one more decision, or one more solution, in fact, because there are some paints that can change color according to where they are, like, they can reflect different colors,
yes,
depending on what is around.
But that's maybe too much expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be in maybe in an upgradable
mm-hmm.
version.
Yeah.
Because I think there are two kinds of people. Those for which the remote control is to be something useful. I'm going to talk about this later. But and those for which it's something that is specific to them, so it's like a signature. My remote control is pink. Nobody else than me has a pink remote control.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And that makes me special.
Okay, and you seem that we don't have to make them pay more, because...
I think they would be ready probably to pay more for that.
Okay, so...
Those who wanted to have
so
it...
So it's not a... Based
no.
service.
Mm. No.
Would it be an option?
But those people will be really few, no? So like we can consider those.
The young people want to be different from their friends.
Oh.
So similar, but have
yeah.
something just slightly better.
So maybe that if that it's a selling point, maybe
yeah.
it has to
yeah.
be the base.
Yeah, but you know, if you want to be different, you just take your remote control with you all the time.
And you
know? Anyone has a remote control
yeah.
with him?
You
the
don't
train.
Well, you know, like for instance, take the iPod. It's a kind of remote control. It's white, and
mm-hmm.
it's so white that you see it from anywhere. It
mm-hmm.
has this distinctive look and feel and look, maybe, which people seem to like. Just because it's a color that we don't usually see in a remote control. White.
Uh-huh. Could we integrate something into our remote control? Something like white? That I can use it in darkness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dark.
Yeah, maybe like the infrared. Like we can put some radium chips or something so that like at least some...
Iridium?
Not uranium, just radium.
<I'm sorry.
laughs> Yeah, that.
Okay.
So.
Well, let's go on maybe with the presentation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh.
The remote control is going to be smart, but how smart should it be? So not to complicate things too much. And, I don't know, that's. Question to you and to...
Well, so I heard that it seems that speech recognition is something that can be done, so that's the smartness of the thing. Currently,
mm.
we don't have guns with speech recognition or beer cans with speech recognition, but we may have remote controls with speech recognition.
Okay.
That's a nice one.
Thank
you.
But yeah, are you saying here that the remote control should be aware of who's using it? So, for instance, the young guy would not be able to use it because his father doesn't want.
Yeah,
like
I just want to say it should be
maybe
smart.
Fingerprint recognition.
Voice recognition is quite enough. I say don't use it, and the control just looks.
Yeah.
Because I ordered.
That could be feasible, I guess. Like, so since we want to do some speaker dependent speech recognition also, we can just
okay. But for instance, I'm thinking about the other particularity that the remote control could have, since it knows who is using it. It might also record the kind of channels you're more often using, levels of volumes that you're more often, things like that.
Yeah.
Provide new ways of using them, I don't know, somehow.
Yeah.
That might be expensive, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's
it might also be a good sales speech again.
Mm.
The remote that knows you.
Four,
I think.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about trends, and I hope this can help us to understand how we should design our remote control. So next slide, please. So first, maybe just a small recap on how do we watch trends? So it's not so simple. You might think that it's easy, but it's not so simple. Anyway, these days, the best source of information is the web, as you know. So you have to go often on the web and look at what the others are doing. And ask real people who are using real remote controls every day or any other tool that is similar to a remote control, which basically is a small device that people may have with them always, like a phone. We can use the phone as a good example of where to be inspired. Of course, those that who are watching the trends are also have also to be inspired, because in fact they are not only watching the trends, they are inventing it. They are creating the trend. I hope I'm going to try to help you on that. This is more risky because you're not following the trend, you try to invent it, which means either you succeed and you make a lot of money, or you don't and you're out of business. So anyway, next slide please. To be quick, there's a lot of words here, but basically there are in the market of remote controls, there are three aspects that we should very pay much attention to. The first one, which seems to be the most important one, is that it has to be fancy. It has to have a fancy look and feel. And interestingly, this is the very most important thing. It has to be fancy. Strangely enough, it's more important to be fancy than to be with, and now that's the second thing it has to be. It has to be technologically innovative. It has to be new with some of the new technology inside. And this is also more important than the last thing, which we may think that would have been the most important, which is that it should be easy to use, and it should be easy to use as a remote control. So as you see, it first has to be very nice, something that people are proud of, that it can be identified with, and then something that contains very novel stuff that they can talk about with their friends. Mine has this and that. And finally, of course, it has to be useful as a remote control, but it seems that it's not so important. Next slide, please. Now, in a more general, broad way of seeing the thing, if we look back and not look at only remote controls, I think it's important to see that the trends are quite the same in many areas. So, currently, the trends that we see in big cities like Paris and Milan, well, it seems that this year things should have a fruit and vegetable way of look or feel. So I think, of course, it applies to everything. That's the thing with trends. It can travel from clothes to furniture. Same idea, fruit and vegetable. Think fruit and vegetable. And if we compare to last year, now it has to be spongy.
Kind of, so maybe.
So I think when we're talking about rubber, the rubber aspect might be important, because it's what is feasible in terms of sponginess.
Yeah.
So maybe titanium is not a good idea.
Seems not.
We need to think about.
So
I'm sorry, Mark.
Think more of something in the colors of like
fruit,
vegetables, and spongy.
Even shape?
Even in the shape, it has to be more round and
more curved.
More,
yeah.
Look natural.
Yeah.
And not those futuristic remote control with angles and keep them alive. What people seem to I know
you're
it's
old fashioned.
Quite
far
from what you thought, but that's fashion. No? Okay, that's all I have to say.
Do you have questions?
So this update is mainly addressed by young people, or it's
this
you got some update, fashion update, so
yeah.
Did you
got people, listening to the trends everywhere in the world, of course,
okay.
Our company is quite different. So
it's not from
asking them what are the current trends according to them when they go in the stores,
yeah.
When they ask their
trends that are also.
It's more general trend, it's not particular to remote control.
But this is very general, yeah. But it seems that trends travel across things.
Yeah, but some materials, there have to be something like solid, like they can't be really spongy or,
we have to have the look.
Sponge. Yeah, yeah, at least
but
that's.
We still have to put our chips inside. So
yeah, yeah, that's.
This is your problem.
Yeah. Yeah, looking, yeah, fruit, these themes can be easily incorporated. We can have colors or its shape, or at least,
if
yeah.
If it's something like rubber blade or.
Yeah.
I think it's okay?
Yeah.
Okay. One more question?
Thanks.
We will have the next meeting in 30 minutes again. Now you have to concentrate on this individual action, which are for Rama.
Look and feel
design, Mark, the user interface design, and Sami, the product evaluation. You will work together on a prototype using modeling clay.
Sounds interesting.
And I, as always, your personal coach will send you specific instruction.
Okay.
Thanks.
So, can we highlight the specific features of our recognition? So we want the speech recognizer, and we want some kind of buttons, and we want some themes like fruits or vegetables. That's
so
we want to follow general trend.
Do we agree on that?
So do you think?
So we have to.
No, we don't have to.
No,
since it's the trend. And as I said, we can also try to make it.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
the
are we confident enough in creating trends?
Well, that's. You can try to convince us.
Wow. You can make it smell like food.
Okay.
Okay. That's a good idea.
That's
titanium smell like food.
So what about location and these things? People are really interesting on those features, or they really like they're more want these fancy features, like
it's again in this in what I said first, it has to be fancy. So I think if nobody else provides currently a remote control with that kind of
feature
stuff, and if we can provide it, I think it's a good sell for us because we have it and others don't.
Okay.
It's fancy, whether it's useful or not doesn't seem to be very important.
Now we have to decide on what kind of fanciness. Do we take titanium smelling like fruit, or do we make spongy, fruity like?
We will try to explore these two options and.
Could we make a titanium shape?
At least like looking like banana or.
Don't you say that you cannot do double shape?
Yeah, that's why we have to look for alternatives
and
we have to see the whether rubber is expensive and.
In fact, I just agreed to make like titanium panels on a whole rubber body.
Okay, so you explore now that you're going to work together. These two. Or spongy and
Maybe we can have two different disassembly also, like one spongy and one kind of titanium. Because inside chip we have only the plastic or the chippy, fiber chips.
I think we have to choose. if we choose titanium or if we choose spongy, but it cannot be both.
I really don't like this modeling thing.
Yeah.
You know, it makes some problems for I don't know, for creation.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah,
even design.
You can paint it, but
okay. We have a very large department of.
Yeah, don't worry. You
you will do it.
You speak it.
All right.
Okay, so explore shape.
So still we want to keep LCD or with buttons?
I think it's what we say that we have an LCD with information.
Ah, okay.
The thing is that if we want to have, as he says, if we want to have a small number of buttons,
yeah, then we can
need to have a kind of output that says currently what their actions are.
Yeah, that user-friendly.
Yeah. That's the converse to having millions of buttons where each button does only one thing.
Yeah. And we just stick with two battery source, not any solar or
Anyway, it's very in general. I think people change TV more often than batteries of their
controller.
Yeah. Because the trend goes faster than the iPhone.
Yeah, we're done.
Okay. So see you in 30 minutes.